you've got an incredible facility here. I think golfers that have been to some of your regular stores would be amazed to see the entire option of what really makes up Club Champion. Start by telling us a little bit about Willowbrook and the fact that it's not just a, shall we say, one-building facility.
Yeah, you know, we've had an exciting expansion, and I think what most golfers that come into a Club Champion facility, just to your point, they go and they see the two bays and they see the fitter and they have a great time, but it's all the things that go into making that experience and then making the clubs that you ultimately take out to the golf course and play happen is really special. And here at Willowbrook, this is where we started the company 20 years ago, we have two sides of the street. We have a fitting side of the street, kind of the training side of the street where all our fitters get trained, but we have this really state-of-the-art built facility across the street where, you know, depending on the time of the year, they're building 1,200 clubs to 600 clubs a day, and they're building them to the very tightest tolerances and really taking an in-depth look to make sure that the equipment gets built exactly how it performed in your fitting session. So it's a really cool thing, and it's something that we're looking at figuring out how can we bring that experience to the golfer or client, because when you go over there, as you saw, it's very, very impressive.
Tell us a little bit about the process, because when you bring somebody in for a fitting and they finally are hitting that club that feels good and you're getting the numbers and the accuracy and everything you're looking for, the things that push you over the edge and say, I'll take it. You want to bring that experience with them when those clubs arrive at their home or their office or wherever you're sending them to, and then they take them out in the golf course. The guy's like, well, I want them to do here what they did back at Club Champion.
Yeah, so I think this is where we're trying to educate the golfer. You just can't hit a golf club and then hit a friend's golf club, hit it one at a demo day, hit it anywhere, and then go order it from somewhere else and expect it to perform the same. Especially when you go into our build facility or any build facility for that matter, you're going to see all the little things that go into it. There's different head weights, there's different shaft weights, different grip weights. There's all these little different factors. And then on top of it, like I was educating, showing you today, was no machinery on the planet is the same. So the machines that the clubs are bent on, the machines that are the scales that clubs are weighed on, they all have little differences. And so, you know, a company like us takes all that and we neutralize it. So the machines that measure the clubs that you were fit on are the same machines that are in our build facility so that they match up and perform the same. And then also, we make sure that all the little details aren't missed so that the swing weights, the lengths, everything are spot on so that the club truly performs like it did in the fitting out on the golf course.
It seems like whatever needs to be done to a golf club can be done here. Some guy's favorite club, he's in the rough, he hits a rock, it gets scraped, it gets bent, the golf clubs fall off the back of the golf cart, they get mangled because you're on a golf trip with four of your buddies and they're all piled up in the back of the SUV and somehow you pull it out and one of the clubs, it's a little out of alignment. It seems like you can take on all these challenges and set them right.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't just build brand new golf clubs you got fit for. We may be retro building your golf clubs, just reshafting them or tweaking them or whatever, bending them. But we can also have a lot of fun with this too. We can have custom ferrules. We can stamp your initials or your favorite saying or something, and we can paint them. We can buff out scrapes. We can grind grinds. Maybe you want a little more relief on your heel or your wedge. So there's really the options of what can be done to a golf club is endless. And really this all came from 20 years ago of us going out on tour and seeing how a tour player was treated. And they have these tour vans that follow them around and anything can be done. They go in there, they you know, somebody watches them, they see, and they go, yeah, we can build this spec, we can grind this, we can do whatever we have to get that club playing just like that professional wants. And my saying was, is why not everybody do that? It's not that much more money. Sometimes it's not even more money. And so why not, if you're going to spend 5 hours on a golf course, have the very best chance at doing it correctly?
I know during the tour you told me that you've been out to pretty much everybody's main plant for all the major equipment makers. And how much do you learn there? How much are you able to take from what they do? Because we'll hear those companies' tour staff players say, I'm going to go back in and I'm going to look at this. I'm going to test this product. I'm going to get my clubs checked. How much of that can you do now at Club Champion?
Well, we can do all of it, and I would even like to say that we probably can do more. I mean, these are great partners, so I'm not saying they don't build a great golf club. They build awesome golf clubs. But when you're at a manufacturing plant, they set it up so they're building one widget at a time. And so it's just a repeated process, which is why they have a tour van, by the way, is because the tour van is technically just like a little club champion for that brand, and so that they can do all the little detail stuff. They can go out of the stream of normal and do whatever they need to do. And so that's one of the things that makes us unique. It's also one of the challenges in custom club building. As I showed you, we don't deal with one brand. So we deal with all the brands, all the manufacturers, everything. And then we have to take what the fitter found worked best for the customer, put all that together, working with all these brands across the board. So it's very difficult. Everything lies in the details, and it's why we take it so seriously. And it's why we have that state-of-the-art room across the street.
Tell us a little bit about the process that your employees, your fitters go through. You know, some people might walk into Club Champion and say, well, how do I know that this guy really knows what's best for me?
Yeah, you know, it's everybody goes, what makes you qualified to be a fitter? And there is no certification in the industry to be a fitter. All the manufacturers have their certifications, but they're very simple online certifications. Almost everybody listening to this would pass it pretty easily. So, you know, what we wanted to do is obviously we tell you we're the best. We are the best. So it first starts with our recruiting team, and we're going to recruit the very best. People that have been fitting for a long time, people that understand the industry, people that understand golf clubs. But then we take it a step further. We bring them to our headquarters here at Willowbrook, and we have a classroom. We have a training fitting bay. We have a professor. His name's Brad Sislow. I oversee the whole training process, and it's a one-month process. So they come here for 1 month, and they learn all the ins and outs of Club Champion, how we would like things done, how we fit golf clubs, how we build golf clubs, how we want the customer interaction to be, how we want to treat customers. And so that when the customer goes out or when the fitter goes out into the field, they know exactly how to give the Club Champion experience that has let us grow for the last 20 years.
Tell us about the call center you've installed here at Corporate Willowbrook.
Yeah. So one of the things we had, and maybe some of the listeners that have been Club Champion clients is obviously our stores are what they are. We can't have a lot of people there because we have to have the right people that can answer the right questions. So, you know, we've never had like a front door person that would just answer phones because chances are they wouldn't be able to answer the question anyway. And then you'd call the store, and then maybe a lot of the fitters would be working with golfers in the bay or tweaking golf clubs, so they couldn't answer the phone. So what we wanted to do was make the customer experience much better in that every time you called Club Champion, you would get a live person to talk to. So what we did is we figured it would be easier to train people here at headquarters to answer all the little intricate questions about golf clubs and your fitting and in your golf, how your clubs are being built, all that. And then you would also get to talk to a live person. So we set up this call center. We trained all these folks. We continuously train them so that when you call, you get a live person and they can answer all your questions, book your appointments, do whatever you need done. And then if you ultimately you do need to talk to your fitter or talk to the store, they can transfer you there or tell you, hey, they're in a fit or they're working with a client and they're going to call you back ASAP. So it's a pretty cool, nice customer experience addition we've made.
Helping the golfer on the road, so to speak. You know, our local golfers here in Chicago have been known to travel to certain places, down south, out west, even out of the country. I know Club Champion's expanding. You talked about a new store that's coming online in Scottsdale, Arizona shortly. A lot of Chicagoans like to spend winters in Arizona. You get your clubs through Club Champion. You go out there for the winter. You've got a place out there, or you're just out there to watch the Cubs and the Sox do spring training for a couple of weeks, and you're playing golf, and all of a sudden something happens to one of your clubs, or maybe the airlines beat it up on the way out there or something. Can they come over to your store there and say, hey, I got this at Club Champion in Chicago, and I got this issue. Can you help me?
Yeah, 100%. One of the things is we have 62 stores nationwide, soon November 1st to be 70 because we're opening an additional 8, one of them being Scottsdale. The cool thing is we don't franchise. We own all our stores. We believe that that's the best way to keep the brand tight, to keep the customer experience tight, to keep quality tight. And so what's cool is all our stores run off one single system. So any store can see any customer's fitting results, build sheets, sales orders, anything about that customer. And so if you're a Club Champion customer, you can go to any Club Champion and you'll get the same service, and they can help you with anything.
Talk a little bit about the expansion. You just mentioned there's, I believe, 8 more stores coming on soon. Tell us about those locations, and is there a number you're striving for? You're starting to get up here. Are you striving to get to 100 in the next few years or something like that?
Well, I think that's always a fluid situation. I would say 100 is a mark that we would look at. And when I say that, there could be 150. Now, I say that in a national, not only United States, but worldwide. I think you'll see an international expansion, sometimes at the end of 2020 or 2021. Right now, we still feel like there's a lot of flags to put in the ground, a lot of golfers of service in the United States. So, this next run, you're going to start seeing some places that we haven't been, some smaller markets like a Winston-Salem, in North Carolina. You got Greenville, South Carolina, Birmingham, Alabama, Providence, Rhode Island, Hartford, Connecticut, Scottsdale. So there's a lot of them out there that we're trying to get to still in the United States, and we're going to continue to do that. And you're going to see some more expansion from us in 2020 as well.
Mm-hmm. Is there a time to start somebody with a fitting? Somebody says, geez, my 13-year-old wants to go out for the high school golf team. I want to give him or her a chance. Is a 12-year-old who's in that summer between middle school and high school, can they start getting fitted clubs at that age? Or the guy who says, I want to put my dad into some kind of clubs, and he's 75, but now that he's retired, he wants to play more golf, or at this point, doesn't really matter what he's using?
Yeah, absolutely. I always answer this. We can fit anybody of any age and any ability, okay? Beginners, younger, whatever. Our fitters are very – now, it may be a different experience, right? We have a lot of golfers come in, hey, I got a child that's younger, what do I do? Well, our fitters know everything there is to know about golf equipment, and they know all the options out there. Now, that might not be an all-in fitting like you would see like how we advertise a club champion, but we can help you get like a set to get them rolling, and then when they get to the appropriate age to get some custom golf clubs, then we can get them custom golf clubs. So I always say start off the conversation by going to a club champion and asking the questions you want and letting them help you get there. We can sell golf clubs the same way as anywhere else. You can buy a club off the shelf from us technically. You could buy a set where we have it built by the OEM and not built by us. We're trying to show you the benefits, obviously, of what we've been talking about of having a custom, truly custom-built set. But really, we want to be known as the leaders in helping people get the right equipment for the goals they're trying to meet. And so, and then we're trying to push and let those clients understand their goals and get them there. But yeah, so I would say most people, when they truly start going into the custom world, is you're probably going to be somewhere, I always say, the freshman to sophomore in high school is when you can start, like, kind of start spending some a little bit more money to get it right. But I wouldn't say beginner or whatever, you should be custom fit and work with your fitter, tell them what your budgets are and things like that, and they will help you get a set of golf clubs to help you play better golf.
Finally, what would you tell the person that has, maybe an older set of clubs, it's time to upgrade, it's been too many years, but they've got a friend who's let them hit their new TaylorMade driver. They've got a friend that's let them hit that new Callaway iron. They've got a friend who's let them hit that new Bob Vokey wedge. And they say, well, I kind of like this brand driver. I like this brand iron. I like this brand wedge. I like this brand putter. I don't know what to do. How do you guys, can you help me figure out which brand, which club, or whether I should play all one brand or 4 different brands in my bag?
Yeah, well, that's everything we're about. So we're brand agnostic, which means for people that may not understand, we don't push one brand. In fact, they all make us, the industry in whole, everybody pays the same thing. There's no difference in that. So there's no reason to push a brand. We have the ability at our size to carry them all. So, it is what it is. So when you come in for a fitting, you may tell us you have some brand loyalties, or you may tell us, hey, I hit this and I liked it. And we'll go, okay, well, we're going to throw that in the fit. But at the end of the day, the TrackMan numbers, ball speed, launch, spin, club head speed, all that stuff is going to dictate it. And we're going to find the best head in whatever manufacturer that is, best shaft, best grip, whatever manufacturers are, to create those numbers. And I think that's what I want people to take away from this is it's not as simple as going and getting fit for a suit. It's just not a measurement, okay? We have to see how your body and your muscles react to this. And so we're going to go through there, and we're going to go through all these different brands. We'll make sure we hit the brands you want to hit, but we're going to even interject some just in case it may have a different launch or different spin rate than the rest that we need to tackle an issue that you may have that's holding you back. And that's what we do. So we'll help you. We'll guide you in that, and not only that, it'll all be proven out on the screen and you'll see it happen.
And then for people to say, you know, I've heard a TrackMan, I've heard a Sam Putt. I know some places say we're going to put you on six different cameras at once. Is there a certain way, is there a certain type of technology you use here that golfers might know or might want to know more about before they go through a fitting process?
Yeah, you know, we use TrackMan. It's the gold standard. The PGA Tour, it's the number one on the PGA Tour. It's just a great piece of machinery. And it's a radar-based device that tracks everything about your swing and about the golf ball. And then we use the Sam Putt Lab or the Science of Motion Putt Lab. Again, we've had a bunch of different kinds of putting tools, but that one we've really locked into of giving us the most well-rounded data to analyze your stroke and then get you the appropriate putter. I always tell people, I said, you know, there are some core machines out there. TrackMan's great. Foresight's great. FlightScope's great. Those are probably my top three for fitting purposes. There's other great machines out there, but fitting purposes are great. But I said, you have to have a person that understands how to interpret the data. And then as long as it's apples to apples, so your club, that's why it's so important. I always tell golfers, bring in your existing equipment. We're going to put on the machine. The machine could be wrong, but it's an apples to apples comparison. Now, TrackMan's not wrong, but I use that as an example. You have to, if it's an apples to apples comparison and you're 10 yards here, you're 20 yards, and then we fit you and you're 20 yards, that's 20 yards outside.
One of the things that you're working with here at Club Champion is a peering process, and break that down for the mortals who may not understand as much about technology as the people here at Club Champion.
Yeah, so this is a tough one to explain. It's easier to show, but every shaft is no. Actually, I should preface: any round tube that you'll ever see in your life, and I always like to use the pool cue, is not straight. It has irregularities. So, like, if you were to take a pool cue rolled across the pool table next time, you'll notice it hops. Okay. And if there's hunters with archery or just bow and arrow people with archers or fly fishermen, they'll know this, is there's an orientation that the tube has to be in order to perform the best. So in golf shafts, what we have is a system called SST Pier. And at Club Champion, we have six machines. And what happens is there are irregularities or voids in the shaft that cause, if you will, knots, like a knot in a tree. And when you have a knot in a tree, the tree grows around the knot. Well, same thing. When you put a shaft together, there's all these layers of graphite and these glues that go, and they create these little voids in there, and they create knots or irregularities. And when the shaft's done, it's not perfectly straight. Like I said, it's like a pool cue rolls. That's all going to play into how the shaft performs during your swing. So if your muscles have to fight this irregularity, this thing that's bouncing around because it's hitting all these irregularities as it bends, you're going to lose speed and you're going to lose consistency in hitting the ball. When a shaft's peered in the machine, the shaft that goes in this machine, it finds what we call a principal plane of oscillation where it goes back and forth perfectly smooth. And when the shaft's installed in the head perfectly like that, you're going to find that your muscles relax, you swing faster, and you hit more consistent golf shots. And it's really cool. The machine's neat. We have six of them here. And what it'll do is it'll give you a printout of all your shafts and how the shaft would have oscillated before it was peered and how it oscillated after it was peered. Every shaft on the planet, I don't care what it is, any round tube needs to be peered in order to have optimal position, but it's very important in golf. And, you know, when you buy a new shaft from us, you're going to have the option to get it peered. But I also tell folks, hey, even if you're not in the market for new clubs, we can take your clubs apart, peer them, and put them back together. And one last piece about peering, I always tell people, if you had a set of clubs where there was one iron in that set that you just hit way worse than everything else, if you want to make a believer out of peering, bring me that club, pure it, put it back together, I bet you hit it a lot better.